From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A new report claims many nations are overreacting to security concerns. Amnesty International says a deluge of anti-terror laws in Europe is undermining fundamental freedoms. But European states say the security powers are vital to counter the terror threat following a series of attacks. Amnesty International's Kartik Raj says the new laws are driving Europe into a dangerous state of having permanent and restrictive security measures.
From a position in which we understood that states would guarantee security in order that people could enjoy their rights, to a world in which states are restricting rights on the ostensible argument that that's what's needed to guarantee security.
Amnesty's report comes as the European Union is poised to adopt a new directive to standardize counterterrorism laws, a move the bloc says is vital to tackle the threat the continent faces. European governments have struggled to assess whether outspoken remarks by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump made in a weekend interview with two European newspapers will be translated into new policies. European leaders had hoped that as Trump's inauguration approached, the president-elect would tone down his campaign trail criticism of the European Union and NATO, which he has dubbed obsolete. They had thought his views would come to align more closely with those of some of his top national security nominees, such as the likely defense secretary, General James Mattis, who at his Senate confirmation last week accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of trying to foment a breakup of the Western alliance. He said if we did not have NATO today, we would have to create it. Find out more on our website at voanews.com and on social platforms, media platforms. This is VOA News. Turkish police captured the gunman who carried out the deadly New Year's nightclub attack in Istanbul, with officials saying Tuesday that he is an Uzbekistan national who trained in Afghanistan and confessed to the massacre. The man was being questioned by police, according to Prime Minister Binali Yildirim. Yildirim expressed hope that the interrogation would unveil the forces behind the attack, which killed 39 people and has already been claimed by the Islamic State group. Hundreds of people were gathered at the swanky Reyna nightclub to celebrate the end of a tumultuous 2016, only to become the first victims of 2017. The gunman shot a police officer and a civilian outside the club before storming the club. Most of the dead in the attack were foreign nationals, mainly from the Middle East. The United Nations World Food Program reports it has been forced to suspend life-saving airdrops of food to residents of the besieged Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor because of intense fighting between Syrian government forces and Islamic State militants. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The last airdrops into Deir ez-Zor were on Sunday. World Food Program spokeswoman Bettina Lucius says they have been put on hold for security and operational reasons. She cites heavy fighting around the landing zone and in parts of the city where food distributions are taking place.
WFP partners on the ground simply cannot expose the lives of the 60 volunteers who are in that open landing zone and would receive the supplies and distribute them. It's simply too dangerous to do this now.
WFP has conducted 177 airdrops into government-held Deir ez-Zor since April. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Chinese President Xi Jinping offered a vigorous defense of free trade at the World Economic Forum in Davos on Tuesday in a speech that underscored Beijing's desire to play a greater global role as the United States turns inward. In the first appearance by a Chinese leader at the annual meeting of political leaders, CEOs, and bankers in the Swiss Alps, Xi also cautioned other countries against blindly pursuing their national interest in an apparent reference to the America First policies of Donald Trump. Real estate mogul and former reality TV star Trump, who will be inaugurated as U.S. president on Friday, campaigned on a promise to confront China more aggressively on the issue of trade. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.